Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Residents in the Tiger Lake neighborhood have been asking Santa Rosa County for traffic enforcement, and they could get their wish next week. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office said have agreed to provide off-duty deputies to patrol the neighborhoods. The Homeowners Association has been in negotiations with the Sheriff's Office. Last week, the Sheriff's Office signed off on the plan and sent documents to county commissioners. Commissioners will vote on the plan next week.
So that was Channel 3 doing reporting last night. Shade Ray doing that report. And we've got Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson on the line with us now. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So Tiger Point, I assume is what she meant. Tiger Point is asking for speed patrols, and you guys are maybe going to provide off-duty officers. Is that right?
Yeah, and we did that in the past. Back when I was just a deputy, we were doing it. They would pay an off-duty deputy to run radar in there, and we'd write tickets and slow people down. And we did that for several years, and then they stopped doing it, and now they, I guess, want it to return.
I think, didn't we have something like that for Tiger Point after Ivan, or after Sally took out the bridge? And I know you guys are doing extra enforcement on the Garcon Point bridge as well because of the crazy, terrible things that were happening there. But it seems like we did this more recently as well.
Yeah, not in Tiger Point that I recall, but there were several areas in Gulf Breeze that wanted extra patrols and wanted us to have an off-duty deputy there, that kind of thing. So, and it increases at certain times of the year. Hurricane season's a big one. So, you know, and as you know, we got something else probably coming in the Gulf here this week. So,
yeah, let's hope not. Hope that it's, you know, we always hope not at all. And if it's got to be, at least let's hope it's, you know, not us. Speaking of that, you do have some deputies deployed, but you guys were not part of the Santa Rosa County, Escambia County EMS, and then the Escambia County Sheriff's Office deployment. You guys went somewhere else. Is that right?
Yeah, we deployed to Lafayette and Liberty County right there in the Big Bend. They were hit really hard. So, we've got our team over there. They've got all their gear with them. We've got we take everything, so we're self-sufficient. We don't have to rely and draw on any resources in that area. I mean, we take everything. So our own food, cook trailer, everything. And hopefully they're over there helping a lot, clearing roads. And, you know, they do everything from clearing roads to putting blue tarps on people's roofs for them, just whatever they can do to help.
How many people do you have over there right now, if you roughly? I mean, you may know exactly, but...
Yeah, I do know exactly. There's 15 currently, and if they have to stay another week, they're going to be replaced by Team 2, which is another 15 guys.
Okay. And I assume that's all volunteer, is that right?
It is, yep. You have to volunteer to be on DRT as a disaster response team.
And I am also assuming that there's always more people are willing to volunteer than they tell you they need, right?
Yeah, we're pretty blessed. You know, we got about 420 sworn, and we put out openings for DRT, and we'll get 30 or 40 people put in for an opening.
So. Oh, that's good. That's very, very good. I did want to ask you, we've been kind of talking a little bit about driver safety this morning, and there's two dimensions I wanted to ask you about. One is, we had a caller, and I think a couple of different people have kind of asked this question. It seems like motorcycle wrecks have been high lately. We've had in Escambia and Santa Rosa, and you know, I mean, gosh, there was one story where I think the driver of the car and the passenger got killed in addition to the motorcyclist as well. But this is sort of an ongoing, sometimes it's worse, sometimes it's better. But safety around motorcycles is a problem. Is there anything that can be done to make it better?
You know, it's a twofold answer there. So, number one, people have to pay attention. And as you know, they don't. A lot of people are out here texting and driving and, you know, doing everything but paying attention. I pulled over a lady for putting on makeup, driving down the road with the sun visor down, looking in the mirror, putting on makeup. I mean, you can't make stuff up. So if they're not paying attention and don't see cars, they're definitely not going to see a motorcyclist because, you know, obviously they're harder to see. And the second part of that answer is motorcyclists need to drive with their head on a swivel and not be speeding and not be breaking traffic laws as well. And I see a lot of that. You'll see these guys on these, you know, Japanese bikes that will be doing 120, and they won't even stop when you light them up because they know you can't catch them. So And people like that die a lot. I mean, you can't do high speed on Highway 98 or Highway 90 and not expect to get killed.
Yeah, I know as a driver, you know, even when I'm paying attention, I'm frequently surprised by motorcycles. And I often also notice that the motorcycles are not the safest drivers on the road, you know, a lot of the time. And is Florida, you can't drive between the lanes in Florida, like when traffic has stopped, can you? Do you know?
To be honest with you, I don't know if you can or not. I don't think you can. I know you still can't pass on the right motorcycle or car, like getting on the shoulder and just driving. You can't do that. But, you know, let's just say it was legal. Who would do that?
Right.
All it takes is one person to open in their door and your day is done.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you know, I've never wanted to get any place that fast, you know, to where I would do something that stupid. I used to ride motorcycles and, you know, I finally gave it up. I had too many close calls. Just, you know, too dangerous.
Well, there's not a lot of people who ride motorcycles. They're like, yeah, man, I do this because it's so much safer than a car. I mean, that's the sad thing to say. But I mean, I get there's a fun trade-off. There's, you know, but it's just, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, getting people to behave on both sides of the driving equation. And I actually have a follow-up question about that. I want to ask you in just a second. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, they are actually flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. We just got off the phone with Michelle Salzman, talking with her about her push to get driver's ed back into the schools. Probably as a self-pay, probably as an after-school, but also theoretically it would pay for itself with insurance reductions. Maybe you could make it a requirement for anybody under the age of 18 to actually get a license. They'd have to go through this. But we were talking about how do kids these days even get prepared for driving? And if they haven't done driver training, they're way behind on the experience curve. How did we get here? And how do we fix it?
Yeah, you know, out of all the things you could eliminate curriculum-wise in high school, why take that one away? I mean, yeah, we put on a driver's ed, basically. It's a class we put on for, you know, kids who have their driver's license already, but it just basically teaches them safety and also puts them in different scenarios. A lot of kids, you know, unfortunately, they'll flip a vehicle because they'll be doing something they shouldn't be doing, and they'll go off into the median or off on the side of the road, and then they overcorrect and they flip the car. And they put them in those type of situations. They show them what to do. They show them how to brake, when to brake, you know, and it's just a great, great program. And we've been doing it now, I think, good Lord, probably 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually telling Michelle about that program. And, of course, I feel about that program the way I feel about the Escambia Sheriff's Blazer Academy. Like, I just want it expanded, and I want your driver program expanded. Like, I want every kid, I want even adults to be able to take it. You know, I like everybody would benefit from that, including senior citizens, you know, and it's just always resources and manpower, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, I'd love to do that. I'd love to put the gun safety class on, you know, you know, 10 times a month because we have such a demand for it. But, you know, that pulls resources and, you know, we still have to protect the public. That's our number one priority, and everything else comes second. So, yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Well, Sheriff Bob Johnson, I appreciate all the information. As always, appreciate you taking some time with us every Monday. And for your deputies who are deployed afield. And, you know, again, just as always, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying a house or selling a house and, you know, trying to decide where to, you know, this actually highlights this incident with Helene, highlights the importance of knowing your floodplain, knowing your geography, thinking about how bodies of water might interact with your home, the kind of thing that a good realtor will help you think through. Okay. We know flood insurance is very expensive. Home insurance itself is very expensive. And, you know, being able to insure a home properly. And by the way, that has an effect on selling a home, right? These days, you know, being able to get the roof or the water heater or the air conditioner, you know, insured, like that's a real challenge. And so somebody asks you to pay for a new roof and, you know, it's 8 years old and you're like, is that normal? You got to ask somebody who's dealing with this all the time because the norms have changed dramatically in real estate over the last, like, even just 2 or 3 years. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll help you figure all of this stuff out. 723-9158.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare, we're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Oh, I found out something I did not know. Apparently, it is Tiger Lakes. I was wrong. I just thought she meant Tiger Point and misspoke. Tiger Lakes is the subdivision because it's a private subdivision. Getting sheriff's deputies to patrol in there is a different deal than public roads like Tiger Point would be. So thank you for that clarification. I appreciate it. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Sean Diddy Combs remains in jail after a federal indictment. He's now being named in a lawsuit involving more than 100 plaintiffs. A Houston attorney says his clients are suing over claims of sexual assault and abuse by the hip-hop mogul. Combs has pleaded not guilty on charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. He was arrested earlier this month. President Biden will be visiting areas hit by Hurricane Helene, but he'll be doing it when it doesn't disrupt emergency operations. The White House didn't give a specific day for the visit, but said it would be sometime this week. The president spoke with North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. He says getting people out and supplies in is their top priority. And California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed an artificial intelligence safety bill that was opposed by big tech. He said their Senate Bill 1047 could give a false sense of security of being able to control AI.
So let's do less.
That seems to be the general idea here. Yeah.
Okay. Are we sure it was the actual Gavin Newsom and not AI Gavin Newsom?
Well, there's no way to tell at this point.
Yeah, it seems like the same thing to me. David, thanks so much for the update. 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, and listen, right now the market is shifting for used vehicles because we had this storm. That means that there are going to be vehicles on the market that were in the storm that were storm damaged, right? I mean, anybody that was, anywhere in Central Florida or, Georgia, South Carolina, a lot of those might have been water damaged cars and might go for sale now. And so now more than ever, it's important to make sure that you buy a car from a reputable dealer, somebody who you can trust, who's invested in the community. Frontier. I mean, look, you're buying used cars. It's already, you want to make sure you get a good one that they're going to stand by, and they will do 100,000 mile. They've got a warranty that goes to that. That you don't pay for. It's just included. It's part of the cost. But also to make sure that you're not buying something that somebody's hidden some water damage from you on. Because you remember after like Ivan, right? And it's this is a problem. So it's one of the reasons why you want to go to a good quality place where they'll stand behind their product. And that's what Frontier is. They, you know, good quality cars, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years old, you know, 10 to 50 or 60,000 miles. And then they know that you're going to drive that for a while. And then you're going to trade that in for another one that's in that vicinity. That's what they specialize in. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. That accident that happened on Fairfield, let's see here, is involved a motorcycle. So
wow.
Just wanted to tell you that. That's Fairfield Drive and Fernwood Avenue. I-10, you'll see a little bit of a backup heading toward 29. Also, if you're headed 9 Mile and Highway 29, you're going to see some delays there. But the traffic on I-10 eastbound is about a 5-7 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So the vice presidential debate is tomorrow night. We'll describe this as the debate that doesn't matter. I mean, look, who's voting for Trump that's going to be swayed because Tim Walz gives a great performance? Who's voting for Kamala that's going to be swayed because J.D. Vance gives a great performance? It's kind of like that scene out of Meatballs, you know? It just doesn't matter. Right? That's how I feel about it. I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, both of these guys debate better than the leader on the ticket. They are more articulate and interesting. Well, interesting might be the wrong word. Trump's pretty interesting, sometimes for the wrong reasons. But, I mean, we're going to watch it. And historically, you know, the vice presidential debate doesn't matter much. And so we'll talk about it, and it'll be entertaining, and it'll be the sideshow, and it'll be distracting, and it'll remind us what a debate can actually be. And then we'll go back to these two. Speaking of these two, President Trump made news again, because that's what he does. He says stuff that
Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way.
What in the actual what?
She was born that way.
Good night, sir. Oh, in the crowd. No.
And if you think about it, only a mentally disabled person could have allowed this to happen to our country. Kamala is mentally impaired. If a Republican did what she did.
More applause? Really? Really?
If a Republican did what she did, that Republican would be impeached and removed from office. And rightfully so, for high crimes and misdemeanors. That would be high crimes and misdemeanors.
So, Lindsey Graham got at. I mean, it's embarrassing. Come on, man. I hate to quote Biden at him, but come on. No, it is not better on his side. Joe Biden's answer to the longshoreman strike is,
why not?
Because it's collective bargaining.
Because this is just collective bargaining. You know, it's $5 billion a day is whatever. Who cares? You know, no big deal. Whatever. Just if they go on strike, what can I do? I'm just the president. So Lindsey Graham got asked about, you know, this.
President Kamala Harris is not mentally impaired.
No, I just think she's crazy liberal. I don't question her.
But what do you think about that rhetoric?
I just think the better course to take is to prosecute the case that her policies are destroying the country. They're crazy liberal.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Agreed.
I promise you, there are men, women have been raped and murdered. People have been hurt by illegal immigrants released into this country without detention. It is a nightmare. It is crazy. It's crazy to boycott a speech by the Prime Minister of Israel to a joint session of Congress thinking it won't embolden Iran.
Well,
it's crazy to
agreed.
Withdraw from Afghanistan, hoping things will be different this time.
Agreed.
Medicare for all, Green New Deal, crazy stuff.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying she's crazy. I'm saying your party, your policies are bat crazy.
See, that's fine. That's the policies. Don't say. Ugh. Larry Hogan, former Maryland governor, Republican, running for Senate, says, I think that's insulting not only to the vice president, but to people that actually do have mental disabilities. How is it insulting to them? She's in there. I don't follow all the, you know, who's most snowflakey among us. But geez. I've told you, I'll tell you once, I'll tell you again. I'm voting for the people that I believe got results. We got results for 4 years. We have gotten the opposite version of results for 3.5 years. That's how I'm voting. Everything else I am choosing to ignore because that's the only way to stay sane. I don't know how else to do it. Oh, I have tickets to give away. I'll just go ahead with caller number one for FSU tickets this Saturday versus Clemson. Clemson is ranked and FSU lost 42-16 against Southern Methodist University. How about you go to the game and you take beer money with you? I don't know what else to say. I'm sure it'll be fun. Go to Tallahassee. First caller, 437-1620, wins tickets to this Saturday's game at the Dome.
Foster, at least 99 deaths are blamed on Hurricane Helene, more than a third of those in western North Carolina.
There are many people that are still out of communication zones. Cell service is minimal. Power is a major issue. Fuel is an issue. There is little or no resources for food and water, and aid is trying to make its way. We are told there are over 2,000 federal government employees on the ground here, over 5,000 National Guard troops that have been called in to try and help.
Fox's Robert Ray in Asheville, North Carolina. Dock worker strike starting at midnight, if it happens, could affect ports from Maine to Texas.
Deliveries of food, cars, heavy machinery, construction materials, chemicals, furniture, clothes, and toys could all be impacted. Unionized dock workers at West Coast ports are likely to refuse working diverted ships.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got a beautiful sunny morning, 76 degrees in Pensacola today. Pensacola man is dead after a motorcycle crash on Beverly Parkway. That happened on Sunday. The FHP says the rider was headed west when at the intersection with Rock Island Place, a sedan pulled out in front of the motorcycle. The rider died at the scene. The driver and passenger in the sedan also went to the hospital with minor injuries after the crash. FHP says there are charges pending in the case. The annual Seafood Festival was held in downtown Pensacola over the weekend. Fiesta Pensacola says that brings in millions of dollars to the local economy.
The hotel rooms that get booked by not only the vendors, but the people that visit our festival help bring so much business to the economy of Escambia County and especially downtown Pensacola.
And that is Fiesta Pensacola director Bridget Middleton, who talked with Channel 3, and she estimates that between 80 and 90,000 people visited that festival over the weekend. There were 170 artists on hand and 50-plus food vendors. Well, here we go again. Forecasters tracking another area of interest in the Western Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center giving a low-pressure system about a 50% chance of developing over the next week. If it does develop, that system is expected to gradually then move into the Gulf. Still way too early to have any type of storm track or anything like that. But forecasters also tracking two active storms, Hurricane Isaac and Tropical Storm Joyce. Neither of those expected to pose any threat to land. And Tropical Depression 12 in the Atlantic Basin is expected to develop, but that also isn't expected to pose any type of threat to the Gulf Coast. NAS Pensacola Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn was found guilty of her husband's murder back in September of 2021. She was in court this last Thursday, where she was found guilty on a first-degree premeditated murder charge and sentenced to life in prison. That happened at a home in Gulf Breeze, where Santa Rosa County deputies had been called to the home several times that day. Colin Turner called 911 and said he was locked in a garage. He was shot while on the phone with a 911 dispatcher. Governor DeSantis says FEMA has now approved a major disaster declaration for 17 Florida counties. The governor said that since Hurricane Helene's landfall, urban search and rescue teams had saved 13 people. The Florida National Guard had saved 150 people and over 50 animals. Meanwhile, work continues to restore power. As of this morning, there's still about 130,000 customers without electricity through the state. The man authorities say was lying in wait in hopes of assassinating former President Trump on his golf course in Palm Beach is expected to be arraigned today. 58-year-old Ryan Ruth was arrested earlier this month after a Secret Service agent reportedly spotted him hiding in the bushes with a rifle at the Trump golf course in Palm Beach. He wasn't able to fire off any shots, but did flee the scene and was later apprehended. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. But if you're on 98 just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge and going east through Windhaven Beach, you're going to see a major delay there. So just pack your patience with that one. It's about a 20-30 minute delay if you're headed that way to Mary Esther. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have plenty of sunshine in store for today with a high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Sunny skies continue for that Tuesday, high near 86. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping back into the 60s. As we go into Wednesday, that sunny pattern does continue, high near 86, low near 69. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 76 degrees in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Your money now. Markets this morning, the Dow down 133 points. At 42,179. S&P down 4.5 points at 57.33. The NASDAQ, though, is up just over 6 points at 18,125. Our 10-year bond rate up just a bit, 3.76% this morning. Gold price is down $6.30 at 26.61.80. Silver price is down 30 cents at 31.51. And Bitcoin down over $1,800 today. It's at $64,016.85 right now.
Amazon, Walmart, and Wayfair are among the retailers that continue to sell older dressers at risk of tipping over, according to findings released by Consumer Reports. New furniture safety standards were passed in September of last year and allows manufacturers to continue selling older ones, a loophole that has caused concern among parents and advocates. Weight Watchers International has announced CEO Seema Sistani is leaving her role effective immediately. Tara Comonte, a Weight Watchers board member and former Shake Shack executive, has been made interim executive chief. The union representing Boeing factory workers who are currently on strike said contract talks broke off with the company after their latest bargaining session. Officials said no further negotiation dates were scheduled after Friday's session, led by federal mediators. That's your money now.
It is 8:37, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat, County Commission, District 4.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got a fun. I literally said to John, "Oh, we got to do a frivolous topic." And then, one of the things I always do is I pull up the day of what is it today? You know, it's National Aardvark Appreciation Day or whatever. It's some crazy thing. It's always some stupid thing. But today is National Chewing Gum Day, and so that gave me. We've never talked about this. This is the perfect opportunity. So here's my question. You ready? 437-1620. 437-1620. Do you chew? Do you bubble? Do you swallow? What do you do when you're done? 437-1620. Do you chew the chewing gum? So I used to love chewing bubble gum. I used to love it. And then I had like kind of mild-ish TMJ, you know, jaw pain and clicking and stuff like that. And my doctor's like, well, do you chew gum? Like, yeah. He's like, well, don't. But it's fun. He's like, well, you got a choice. You can chew gum and have this problem, or you can give up gum and not have this problem. So I gave up gum, mostly. I still, every once in a while, I haven't had jaw issues in 20 years. So for me anyway, I wish I could chew gum. For me, it's always blow bubbles. Bubbles are... Now, this, I suppose the dimension this we might ask is it rude to blow bubbles and then pop them? Is it annoying? Is it weird? Now, of course, there's some kinds of gum that are, and this could be a whole other topic of which gum is good and which gum is bad. You know, most of the gum is really, really bad, and some of the gum will last you a little, you know, more than 5 minutes. But anyway, and then I am definitely not, no. You spit it out into the trash. Never, ever. I never put that into my digestive tract. I don't know if you do, but that scares me. I don't know what's going to happen. It's indigestible material. Think about it. You can chew and chew and chew and chew, and it doesn't go away. What is it going to do in your inside? So, no, thank you. No, I don't understand people who do that. But 437-1620. All right, John, do you chew?
Yes.
Do you bubble?
Oh, of course.
And I feel like I shouldn't ask this question on the radio. What do you do when you're done?
I keep the wrapper.
Oh, yeah.
And put it back in the wrapper.
And spit it out.
As we've seen underneath this desk.
No. You're not a desk underneather person, are you?
Just joking.
Please. I know you way too well. There's no way. You lie. Pretending to be a bad boy. 437-1620. Somebody says, I chew spearmint and bubble gum. I blow bubbles and I spit it out in the trash can. There you go. Like a citizen. All right. How about that? Oh, can we all just start at this place? That the death penalty for people who spit chewing gum on the sidewalk or the pavement. Can we agree?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of things for which you don't really deserve the death penalty, you know.
This is one of them.
This is clearly should be an executable offense because you have declared yourself the enemy of all civilization. And the inconvenience you cause to other people, oh, my God. You know, like, I just, Anyway, 403. I mean, no, not really. Well, Andrew, the death penalty is not a joking matter. Well, I'll tell you what. If that's your line, Like, if that's your trouble spot, you're not going to enjoy this show for very long. You know, I mean, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad everybody's here. But if you text me angry that he's making capital punishment jokes about bubblegum, okay, okay. Shh. Just shh. Also, you're not coming to the party. 437-1620, 437-1620. Andrew feels sometimes like you're arguing with yourself in my head. Sure. Let's see. Somebody says, I hate to see anyone chew gum. They look like a cow. I especially hate to hear someone chewing gum. No, I agree with that. The open air chewing is open mouth chewing. There is something a little bit wrong with you, or you're like four. Let's see. Blowing bubbles and popping them is so rude. So I only do it when I'm by myself and not in public. It's a skill. It's an art. Not everybody's good at it. I think the people who hate bubble blowers are jealous. I think they're just not good at it. And I think that's probably the issue. Somebody says here, in the words of Freddie Mercury, no. Somebody says, I chew preferably Mentos Spearmint. I rarely run across a piece of bubble gum and hardly indulge in bubbling. Oh, okay, so I rarely get it, and so you do bubble. I never, ever swallow. It goes into the trash. Amen. I agree. It's something. I don't know why that gives me the willies so much, but I think, you know, if you've ever swallowed gum by accident, you'd never do it on purpose. Because when you swallow by accident, oh, no. That's not what I meant to have happen right there. Plus, then you're out the chewing gum, and you can't chew it and enjoy it anymore. Somebody says, if I chew, I need to add a second piece to keep the flavor going. Yeah, that's the feed the monster, right? That's why Big League Chew is awesome and why it takes a whole pouch to have one good chew. Because you put a little, and you add a little, then you add it because it deteriorates and it unbubbles. And Bubblicious is the genuine, honest to God, that's the gum that you want to chew for bubbles, right? Or bubble yum. At least it used to be. I don't know. God, I probably haven't had a chunk of bubble yum in 15 years. I don't know.
It's been a long time. I'm proud of you.
I, too, keep the wrapper for subsequent trash canning. Right. I don't know why you feel like you're a good citizen if you spit it into the wrapper and then fold the wrapper around it before you throw it out, as opposed to just spitting it straight in the trash. I don't know why that makes you feel more like you're doing your job, because either way, it's in the trash. But it does make you feel like a better person. It is definitely a virtue signal to yourself to use the wrapper from the gum itself. 437-1620, John Scott, traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. But if you're headed on 98 eastbound toward Mary Esther, you're going to see some major delays due to two accidents that were moved off the side of the road, but they're still causing delays. Maybe a 15, 20-minute delay through that area just east of Navarre Bridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need air conditioning work, heating, plumbing, electrical work, anything like that done, Peden, they will take care of you. They do all of that stuff, and, you know, it kind of makes sense because those are all things that sort of hang together in the home repairs kind of vicinity of cognitive space. So if you do the one, you might as well do the other, and they do them all very, very well. For 55 years, started in Panama City, expanded. Of course, they've been in Pensacola for forever. They're all the way east to Tallahassee, all the way west to Baldwin County last year, and now to Mobile County. So they're kind of taking over the Gulf Coast, you know, because they do it well, and that's why they're able to expand and grow, because they take care of you. 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work, professional service, professional products done right the first time. You know, that's the way they do it. Now, right now, it is the end of air conditioning season. They're kind of trying to clear out the inventory. So if you need to purchase a new air conditioning unit, which, you know, I know you never want to, but, you know, you'd rather have it than not have it, right? So, I mean, it's expensive, but there it is. You'd rather have it than not have it. $1,000 off if they have it in stock. So if you're purchasing an AC system and they have the one you want in stock, $1,000 off right now to clear out the inventory, and they want to remind you to get your air conditioning serviced for the fall. So Peden, PEADEN.com. 848 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, did we ever give away the FSU tickets?
We sure did.
One person called. Perfect. I just wanted to be sure. Let's see. Got a bunch of texts in here. Somebody says, I keep waiting to ask whether you spit or... I'm not reading that. Somebody else says... No. A high school teacher once said, look in the mirror while you're chewing and decide if you want that look. Oh, man. The anti-fun Nazis are out. Trying to get you. Somebody says, spitting the gum on the asphalt is an effort to repair some of the dang holes and cracks. Now, if I saw you spit gum into one of the potholes on Plantation, because this is privately not really maintained road, I wouldn't begrudge you that. But that's not going to make any difference. Let's see, 437-1620. Oh, somebody says I should bring it up to the sheriff. Maybe make it a county law for the death penalty on chewing gum spitter outers. Okay. All right. Probably he doesn't have the authority. Some kind of preemption with capital offenses or whatever. Silly civilization. Let's see. Somebody here says we weren't allowed to chew gum as kids. The few times a kid I did chew bubble gum were clandestine. Oh, in the secret, in the dark, when nobody's watching. Do you chew gum? Thus, I never developed a habit as an adult. It looks unladylike. Oh, judgment of flying. 437 1620. Bubbles for sure. Old gum goes on my car tire. No, because then it comes. No, that's not good. Singapore will arrest you for spitting your gum out on the side. I've heard that. I've never researched it to find out if that's an urban legend or not, but I believe it. I want to believe it's a caning offense. Which honestly seems right to me. I mean, it really does. And somebody says Bazooka Joe gum was the best. Yeah, the best for breaking a tooth. Anyway, 437-1620, that's our frivolous topic for the day. Do you remember when gum could taste like trading cards? I'm Andrew McKay.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
One Blood, a national blood donation center, recently experienced a cyber attack that has now affected hospitals across our state. Today, we're calling on all Floridians to consider donating blood to help ensure a strong and healthy blood supply for Florida. The state of Florida is partnering with Life South, Suncoast, and other local blood centers. To find a blood donation center, visit floridadonates.com. This message is sponsored by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Good morning, 852 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Everybody say hi to Bruce Kamins. Put his mic on. NES Pensacola Public Affairs Officer, Bruce Kamins.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Andrew, hope everything is groovy.
That's fantastic. Out of 100 people, what percent say your name right?
Actually, nobody.
So me. Right? I'm the only one.
You win, but that's because we've known each other for a decade, all right?
I take it. It's like, just like I'm one of the few people who say Lucky's name right.
Indeed.
It's not Kinsella. It's Kinsella.
Kinsella. And, you know, what an outstanding guy.
No, he really is. Good catch for the city.
Yeah, I really hope that position, he's going to do it justice. You know, he's going to do great. He's got the best interest of everyone at heart, and he's just going to kill it. Hey, real quick.
Looking forward to the air show?
I am. We're headlong into
Is there a big air show coming?
I can't remember what the exact date on that is. Okay. November 1st and 2nd. 2024 NAS Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. Going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great stuff coming aboard. And Andrew, we got to get out here and talk about that a little bit more.
Absolutely.
We're going to do it this morning on Pep Talk.
All right.
So that should be fun. But maybe later we can get together.
We'll talk about it. It'll be
yes,
good.
Indeed. Yep. Yes, indeed.
Because he's coming up to the end of his tour.
He's getting close.
2 months?
Something like that. Yeah, we haven't really put anything out on that, but I do believe he's coming up.
Okay.
We'll see.
Somebody said something about it in public the other day. I forget where it was. They're saying something about it. So
We've got it. But the base, the relationship we've had with the city for the generations that we've been here has just been outstanding. And I know he loves the area. and you know, loves being part of the military and this military friendly community. And God's honest truth, that's one of the reasons that the air show gets put on.
Yeah.
It's for the community, you know what I mean? And the men and women.
It's a
that
labor
are,
of love, but it is a labor.
Oh, it's a labor. You know, it's so 100% real quick shout out to the MWR department as well as our air operations guys. They're putting in a Herculean effort to make sure this air show is unforgettable.
Well, I snagged him a couple minutes early just because he's here for Pep Talk. But, Bruce, thanks for all the work you do. Thanks for all the work you did for the McCool and helping us with me to get access and all that. So you're always fantastic. Bruce Kamins.
Absolutely.
Bruce Kamins.
Loads of fun. Thanks, Andrew. We'll see you guys.
You bet. And he'll be back on here in just a few minutes talking with PJ about various things related to the base. 854 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need hardware because you need to repair something, whether you broke it yourself or not, you know, or whether you broke it by fixing it or not, or whatever happened, or if you need to repair something that was, you know, not your fault, or you need to do a renovation or remodel, or I don't know, you know, you need to go to the hardware store. Maybe you build things for a living. I don't know. And you haven't been to Pensacola Hardware. Go. I mean, just small thing, but you can actually go to a place and say, I was in the oldest business in Florida, like, 173 years old. Like one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. Just go and say, you know, it's almost a date. I mean, and honestly, it is kind of a date because the front end of the store, like the housewares area, has all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff that you can buy for your sweetie, whether it's Yeti merchandise or SEC merchandise or, you know, grills and cookware and all that kind of stuff. So hardware, supplies, advice, gifts, all that stuff at Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about. I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly, but we are seeing some delays just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge. If you're headed eastbound toward Mary Esther, you're going to see about a 15-20 minute delay there as traffic is just volume congestion right now. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. What else do we have? I feel like there was a topic that I haven't gotten to yet much that I, yeah, I got one here. That one's going to wait for tomorrow. Not trying to tease you. I'm just telling you it's going to wait. This, man, I tell you, I'm concerned about this longshoreman strike.
Just hours from now, a potential major strike sparking fears that parts of the U.S. economy could come to a standstill. Thousands of dock workers threatening to walk off the job from Boston and New York all the way down to New Orleans and Houston. The International Longshoremen's Association represents 85,000 workers in these critical port cities. A strike could cost up to $4.5 billion per day. These ports carry everything from canned goods to car parts to electronics, and a walkout would force major stores, including Walmart, Home Depot, and IKEA, to find other ways to get their products into the U.S.
Ah! You know, when it was just the West Coast, you know, when it was just the West Coast, it was like one thing. But now you're talking about everything from Maine down through Florida, around into Alabama and Mississippi and into Texas. This is really bad. So please, if you could work it out, why don't they call the president?
Why not?
Because it's collective bargaining.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. His answer is, I love unions. Unions are great. Yeah, it's nothing like an essential industry threatening to shut down the country or anything. Or, you know, I will say this. If they do go on strike, God forbid, and if it is protracted, God forbid, and if we do suffer massive shortages / inflation as a result of it, God forbid, right before the election, who's going to pay the price for that? And though I do not want to suffer the consequences of incompetent presidential leadership, I would rather suffer them right in front of an election than at some nebulous time in the future when people are not in a position to do anything about it. So again, just to be clear, I'm not rooting for the disaster, but there is no better time for us to suffer the disaster than when at least we can respond to it if it does occur. Let's just hope that none of this happens. Let's just hope this is all much talk about nothing and everything's fine and whatever. But then again, some of the talk I've heard from the longshoremen is not great.
The workers are at an impasse over a new 6-year contract, demanding higher wages and more protections against automation. In recent weeks, the union boss defiant.
I'll shut them down throughout the world to prove that we can beat them.
The alliance pushing back, blasting what they call the union's repeated refusal to come to the table and bargain.
Great. Who's got a bigger bargaining chip is what we're all about here. So, great. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. How about a quick future news, John? Let's start with this. How long before Interstate 40 and or 26 gets reopened fully?
Fully? A couple of years.
Partial open?
Six months.
Of days a week, yeah. Don't you think? Some of the sections, right?
Yeah.
But fully open. I am concerned that one section isn't going to be for a year. Like it says on Google Maps, like not for a year. Do we have a strike with the longshoremen?
Yep. And it, right before the election.
No.
Like you said.
No.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.